Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Another Manic Monday, everyone. Just thought I'd throw in a pop-up show. That means unplanned. Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing this week. Never know my schedule. Had fun time working on SNL this weekend. We shot two things. Look for another sketch next week. I can't tell you what it is. Most likely I'm in a blue suit. How's that for a hint? A lot of fun this weekend. Always fun working on that SNL. I'm walking on to that set. And the band playing. Yeah, I know I don't have any lines, but it's such a great thrill to do it anyway. So always fun. Always fun. And that's the important thing, is that you're having fun in whatever you're doing. Oh, I better open up my chat room. That should be one of my things. And let's get this going. Lots of small chats. See who's in the chat room. And because it's all about you, isn't it? Happy. Oh, who do we have? We have Parental Guidance in the house. Best publicity firm in all of New York City. Best publicity. Betty Jo Tucker, tell all your movie stars that, would you? Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., she is doing something fun. Betty Jo, email me what you're doing this Tuesday, okay? I'm still getting over that Tippi Hedren interview. Whoa. And what a coincidence. There's a movie coming out on Hitchcock, and you had that. You'll have to re-air that, I guess, when that comes out. But that was interesting what you were saying about Hitchcock. Who knew? Who knew? Who else do we have? Fast Eddie 72. Oh, hey, boys. How you doing? Did your show end already and you came to mine? Thank you for promoting my show, Wacko Bob, every day at 9 a.m. Wacko Bob, another show. Facebook friend them so you know when they're coming on. Oh, there's Movie Attic Headquarters, if you don't know already. That's where you want to go. And it's all fun in there. It's all great. I'm the luckiest person. I had a great time on SNL this week. It is just so much fun. I know. I'm just a movable living prop, basically, in life. But being on that show, it's always great. You walk on. The timing, believe it or not, they had so many people to get on and off. It was excellent. You walk on. The band's playing. It's the next best thing to having a role, I guess. It's as close as I'll get, but I'll take it because it was very exciting, always exciting. The studio's packed, and you just feel the music echoing. It's unbelievable. As great as it sounds on TV, hearing it live is even better. And that was Lucy Arnaz singing for us right then and there, having a fun time. And, yeah, so everything's going good. All my Block Talk Radio friends are doing very well. Boy, I just do a couple of shows a week, and you guys work so hard every day, Wacko Bob. That's really something to do that every single day to put that on and get that going. So, anyway, let's keep it moving here. Bria Skonberg is just doing terrific, and I just love her. If you haven't Facebook friended her, she is like the Marilyn Monroe of trumpet players. That's all I can say. And what a sultry singer Bria is. So let's hear for Bria.
Yeah. Say the secret word and the duck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bettinger. You can listen to George Bettinger in the Mom and Pop Shop every day at 4 p.m. You could Facebook friend him for more information. Facebook, The Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger there. And you get more info. And, of course, my favorite show, Oh, Betty Jo, you'll be interested to know I went to see The Master. Very interesting. Can't wait to see your take on it. Wow. Very, very interesting movie. You have to separate a little bit of Scientology from the premise and watch it just that way. But very interesting movie. Very interesting to see what the reviews are going to be, especially what Betty Jo has to say, because Betty Jo also has a blog where she reviews the movies, too. Could you put that in the chat room, Betty Jo? And this week, Betty Jo Tuesday will have on Movie Attic headquarters their salute to Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman. It's a special tribute show on September 18th. And they're going to have a panel of noted film critics discuss Freeman's best films and performances. And the reason for his popularity. He won his Oscar for Million Dollar Baby. And, you know, you hear his voice on everything. I think you've truly made it, Betty Jo, when you have played the voice of God. That's a sign of an actor, as a voiceover actor, that you have made it because you are the voice of God. And that's terrific. We also have Parento Guidance in the house. Terrific. Best press ever. If you're looking for terrific PR, that's the place to go. But have a product to sell, not just nothing, because she's a go-getter. Okay, Fast Eddie, 72. Who was talking on the radio show about possibly having a part in the movie? Was that you, Fast Eddie, or was it Molo? Did I get it all mixed up? Wacko Bob, every day at 9 a.m. Have I plugged everyone sufficiently? I just like plugging my friends because I really think you should do that. And does anyone have a birthday out there? Because if you do, Irene and Leboff have something to say.
And we've been event aware that it is your birthday! So in your honor, we're going to do a special song just for you! Here it goes! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song! One more time! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song!
Happy, happy birthday!
Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song.
Whee!
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. The happy birthday song.
Your birthday.
We just want to say, from Irina and Lubov, have a happy day. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Don't be here. Have a happy birthday. The happy birthday song. Happy birthday. From Irina and Lubov.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad.
Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud.
Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just laid there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it! Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, That does it! And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, What's that? Gregor's dad said, It's nothing. Merry Christmas. Concert's over. Everybody go to bed. That does it, said Greta. I'm never going to get married with him around. She's right, said Gregor's dad. And Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. Let's get rid of him, cried Greta. Okay, but how? Chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud, cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, Got him! They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, Great! Now I can have his room. Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
great song, isn't it? That's, I believe that's, I'm trying to remember if that's Pilly or Carol Lester. Look them both up. shame on me. I want to say parental guidance. If you haven't Facebooked her, Facebook her and check out some of her clients, like the famous model Rishamba. Terrific. She's always posts these most interesting things, and she did a lot on Leroy Neiman of publicity, if you want to check out some of her information there. But check out some of her great clients that she has, Parento Guidance. That's Gail Parento at Parento Guidance on Facebook. Check out her clients. Betty Jo Tucker's back. I love Betty Jo. She's all the way in Pueblo, Colorado, and yet she manages to tune in from her studio. I'm calling it a studio. Her studio in Colorado to listen to my show, and that is so cool of Betty Jo Tucker. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And Parental Guidance, go check out some of her terrific clients. You want to follow them. Yeah, check out Rishamba. She's beautiful. You'll know who she is once you look at her. Fast Eddie Wacko Bob. You'll know. Terrific. Betty Jo is logging in and out. You're confusing me so much, Betty Jo, today. So anyway, as I was saying, Parental Guidance, go check that out and follow her clients, because they are the happening people. And it's all good, Movie Attic Headquarters. I don't know why. I think I'm traumatized by that Tippi Hedren episode, which you can listen to on iTunes and download it. But I think because they're, I guess, Betty Jo, because they're playing the Hitchcock upcoming movie that looks so interesting as well, that now the tie-in with that is like that. Fast Eddie, 72. How's it going, Fast Eddie and Wacko Bob? The Wacko Bob Show every day. They were getting intense on that show today. I think you guys need a little banana phone. Politics is interesting, but it just, I wish people wouldn't get so upset about it. It's not nothing to get mad about. It's something to think clear-headedly with. That's so we don't go rushing off into things, and it's good to have opinions, because that's what makes America terrific. Everybody has their opinion, and that's fine, and we can get a little upset, but then let's go back and laugh about it, huh? How about that? I think so.
You sashay over, ride that beat lumbering by. Snatch a seat from the python, smack that nasty tsetse fly. Dodge a zombie, dig the quicksand, duck the burning village eye.
Oh, giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula in the vineyard of Cardinal Divienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his hairy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. Tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula. Night gently falls on the old idyllic town. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini has beat up circus clown. And oh yeah, then the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves a tear from her eye to the tarantula in the piazza.
Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty. Yeah, movie addict headquarters, Morgan Freeman. I guess he'll be most known for, I know he won an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby, but Shawshank Redemption, because he also narrated it. You can hear all about that on Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday. That's tomorrow, 4 p.m. Write it down in your book. If you're not already following Betty Jo, you should be. Go follow her in Fast Eddie and Wacko Bob. Thank you for staying on. It's a long radio day for you. You guys started out at 9, and look at you still going. And I hope you didn't end your show early for me, but I appreciate you being here, and you can see Wacko Bob every Tuesday, every day at 9 and AM on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo Tucker, oh, you know I love you, girl. Always fun, but Betty Jo, I'm scarred by that episode. Everyone, if you haven't listened to the Tippi Hedren Hitchcock episode, you got to go back and check that out. I don't know, that's one of your top ones, the best of, I'd have to say. I don't even know, did you make pick of the day for that, Betty Jo? I'm not sure, but check out her Morgan Freeman tribute this week and every day with the Wacko Bob Show and Fast Eddie 72. Hey, we're having fun here, aren't we? and a special El Shana Tova, I hope I said it right, to everyone else if you're having your New Year celebration. May it be filled with honey and apple coffee cake. That's all I know, people. That's all I know.
Right. You suck.
I'll start. So it was the beginning of March and we were going to the state fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Ping.
Mr. Ping.
Mr. Ping, thank you for coming.
Let's go.
Right. Too hard.
So my sweater had a hole in it.
It's big.
Huge.
It's hugely big. He got it as a sister.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a dog.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, Belen.
It was a shit corgi.
It was aggressive. So we're online at the state fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red ball.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice. Take that lemonade stand.
So we need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching chow.
Mr. Ping.
So we're walking. Funnel cake. Balloon.
Ring toss. Goldfish.
Connie's. Freak show.
Bearded. Lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit.
So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman
standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny?
Where's the spot? And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? So she turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her the mustached mouth and said,
what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with the money think they own the world.
Alex, it was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
Right. But we're forgetting she was toothless. So it was like a,
oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
I saw my wife blast before my eyes.
I told him for your life.
She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot.
Johnny.
There's a spot.
Oh.
And here you all are.
9 months later. For our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
Hanukkah bris.
Brisica.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi.
That was Alicia Levy and Drop 6. Great group. Terrific group. What were you saying in the chat room, Betty Jo? It was a lot of fun last Tuesday celebrating the birds, which will be shown on the big screen for one day. Yeah. I don't know if I could take it. I was traumatized as a child by the birds, Betty Jo. I don't know if I could take that. Oof. That was some movie. Suzanne Plachette. It was funny. I still like it. He always has some sense of humor with birds in his things. If you remember in Psycho, there were pictures of birds on the walls. So, and I think in To Catch a Thief, weren't there birds in that too? He seems to have a fixation, a Hitchcock fixation with birds. So I'm not sure why he does that. But it's all interesting, all interesting. And so are the people, Wacko Bob and Eddie, you're hanging in there. How nice of you. It's all interesting. How about Bob Hope here?
I was born in England, and I left at a very early age because I knew there was very little chance of me becoming king.
I was born in Elsham. The house is still there. It's true. The house is still there. And it was bombed during the war.
By the RAS.
I was born in London and came to America. My father came over a year ahead, and he was a stonemason and worked on this church, and then said, you got to all come. So the six brothers, one was born here. We all got on the boat, and we had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun playing with the cattle and everything. When we got to Ellis Island, I ran all over the place. I wouldn't let them vaccinate me. I didn't want them to put that needle. I didn't want that. And I ran all over the place. I must have been 3 years old or something. But they finally got to me.
I think he also said when he, on a longer piece I had at the Bob Hope presentation, that when he came to America, you know, you're only allowed one suitcase, so his mother made him wear everything. This is pretty funny. How about my friend Jenna Esposito? We haven't heard her in a long time. Let's play a little Jenna.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground.
Check her out. You can get her CDs online, JennaEsposito.com, I believe. Betty Jo Tucker, yeah, it's going to be, it was kind of spooky. You're going with, like, Tippi Hedren, DeMorgan Freeman, who did some spooky movies, too. It's playing with my head, Betty Jo. Movie Attic Headquarters every day at 4 p.m. I can't wait till you see The Master and tell me what you think. Should be interesting. My friend Jane Condon, I'm waiting for her to give me some information. She's got a show going on. And it's at beautiful Peterborough, New Hampshire. And, in fact, it is the town that Our Town was written about. Beautiful day there. She's performing her one-woman show there, Janie Condon, Unchained. And since I can get ticket information, I will, and I will tell you if she sends it to me real fast. Nope, she hasn't sent it to me yet, but hopefully she'll check on her Facebook and send it to me, and then I'll have it. Anyway, so check her out. Just go to Peterborough, New Hampshire, janecondon.com, or go to www.janecondon and look at her schedule, and it'll tell you if you want to get, if you're in the New Hampshire area and you want to check her out, that is the place to go. That's this week. I believe it opens, when is it open, tonight or tomorrow night, I believe. Oh, September 19th, Wednesday, sorry. Okay. And Jane was on it. Go to Peterborough Players, that's B-R-R-O-U-G-H, Players, and you can see Jane Condon live, Raw and Unchained, Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained at the Peterborough Players. Anyway, she's a terrific comedian. What can I say? Really, I highly recommend seeing her show. I've seen it. It's terrific. And you're going to really like her. Let's play a little Jane Condon so you just get a feel for her.
So, too much going on for me. I don't know about you. Too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive. Yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn. Honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy. I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. I really do think is too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. All you need to know.
Jane Condon. Love her. Go to www.janecondon.com. And check her out in Peterborough, New Hampshire, and her one-woman show. It's terrific. You got to go see her. Betty Jo Tucker, thanks for hanging in there. One more plug for Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Write it in your book. Facebook friend her so you can get updates and know what's going on in the movies and what to see and what to not waste your money on. All right. I guess I got to close now. Coming up, let me see what's something good here. I had one that I knew I wanted to do. Where is it? Kept losing it. Oh, here it is. Feed the Love. Starve the War. Great song. You're great for listening. Thank you, everybody. This is Comedy Concepts and Blog Talk Radio. Color Me Crazy is available at CD Baby. Thanks for listening. Nancy Lombardo. Hug, big kiss, and we'll go out with Feed the Love.
Every point of view.
Betty Jo, you stay to the end. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't listen to her, don't listen to me. Terrific. All right. Thank you. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. Big kiss. Bye-bye.